Skagway offers the interim borough manager position to Tom Healy. Haines will lose its wildlife trooper. The Department of Fish and Game will close briefly next week, and it's a big weekend for basketball. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The municipality of Skagway is drafting a contract to hire an interim borough manager. At a meeting last week, the assembly directed Vice Mayor Tom Cochran and Finance Director Steve Burnham Jr. to offer the position to former manager Tom Healy. The decision comes after former state legislator Sam Keto III declined the job to take another position with the University of Alaska Southeast. Skagway's been trying to hire a new manager since July. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch and Borough Treasurer Heather Rodig have split the duties of the position in the meantime. When asked why the city decided to pursue an interim manager, Vice Mayor Tom Cochran said that Healy was available to fill in quickly, and he has the experience to serve in that role. According to Cochran, Healy was borough manager of Skagway in 2012. An interim manager contract will be presented to the Borough Assembly for approval at its next meeting. Skagway is still looking to hire a permanent manager. Cochran says the city will solicit more applications for the position until it's filled. In Haines, the wildlife trooper enforces game, fish, and boating laws, as well as responding to public safety concerns when time permits. But that post will soon be vacant. Henry Leisha reports.
Alaska wildlife trooper Trent Chakowski will be leaving his post in Haines for a position in the interior, according to Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott. Chakowski has served in Haines since 2016. Earlier this month, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel met with Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner Amanda Price. They discussed the issue of providing police service in areas of the Haynesboro that lie outside the Municipal Police Department's service area. At a meeting on Tuesday, Schnabel said she believes Haines will probably lose the wildlife trooper post based on her conversations with Commissioner Price. However, Chief Scott said he has no reason to believe that the post will not be filled by another officer, also known as a brown shirt, when Chakowski leaves.
It is incumbent upon AWT at this point to follow their normal processes. They would probably open this position up for bid and allow a trooper to request to be transferred here. I've been given no reason to show any concern for that brown shirt position not being put out for bid and filled.
In the past, the state has posted a wildlife trooper and a state trooper in Haines to provide service to areas outside of the town site. In 2017, the state trooper, or blue shirt officer, was removed due to budget cuts. Schnabel and Scott both agree it is unlikely that the blue shirt will return based on conversations with Department of Public Safety officials. Chakowski and the Alaska Wildlife Troopers were unavailable for comment by broadcast time. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game staff in Haines will be out of office next week for mandatory firearms and wildlife safety training. According to Haines Fish and Game biologist Richard Chapel, they'll learn how to avoid conflict with wildlife, evaluate aggressive animals, and protect themselves from charging moose and bears. Staff who carry firearms are required to attend an annual training and performance check. The Haines Fish and Game office will be closed from Wednesday, March 6th until February, March 8th. During that time, fishing and wildlife inquiries can be directed to the ADF&G offices in Douglas and Sitka, also to the wildlife trooper in Haines. March is basketball season. The Upper Lynn Canal is getting a full dose. The 2019 Dick Hotch Memorial Basketball Tournament begins this weekend. It's an annual event that's honored the legacy of the Kluckwan coach for the last 39 years. The Haines Sheldon Museum is also marking the event, since the tournament is coincident with the first Friday Art Walk.
Just a small pop-up exhibit about basketball since it's March.
Museum Community Coordinator Reggie Johannes says the history of Haynes basketball is about as old as Haynes itself. Some basketball history is easier to hear than look at, like old team songs and cheers that museum staff found in the collection. Johannes says one of them is a little scandalous. It's called Southeast Tournament Girl.
She's got a center who plays for Haynes High, and there's a perfect guard on Skagway's team. She's got her eye on a Douglas forward, for she really thinks he's keen. And as for Juno, she thinks they're all swell, and every seaport has her in a whirl. She's kind of crazy about the coaches. She's just a Lynn Canal tournament all-Alaskan girl.
The museum has a century's worth of materials in the collection, from old season tickets to vintage jerseys. But Johannes says the best part is when women got their own teams.
And then what I thought was really interesting when we were doing some research about early basketball in the 1900s, 1930s, we have the first girls basketball team formed at the high school in 1924. So we have going a little bit about history of women's teams of the era.
The pop-up exhibit is for a limited time only, from 5 to 7 p.m. on First Friday and through museum visiting hours on Saturday. To see basketball history in the making, the Dick Hotch Tournament Games start at 12:30 p.m. on Friday at the Haynes High School gym and run all weekend. That was your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.